There is a man in the Mackay and Whitsundays community who's known for pranking.
And that is Ben from Harvey Norman.
Yeah, in Mackay, he oversees the electrical department. He's known for constantly pulling pranks. So
on his staff, yeah.
He's also known at the moment for being very proud of his new Labradoodle puppy. Spent a lot of money on that, I believe, and he's very proud of her, Harley. And look, I've got his phone number. Yep. I've also got the details of the breeder.
Right.
I'm thinking.
You've done a bit of research on this.
I've done a lot of research on this.
Okay.
I want to see how he'll take it if he's told
that
during the breeding process, another breed of dog got into the yard and his Labradoodle is not, in fact, the Labradoodle he spent a lot of money on.
Right.
Let's see how he takes it.
Hi, Ben speaking.
Oh, that's Ben. Hello. This is Neil, the breeder of your dog. It's Harley, right?
It is, yes.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm sorry to call you out of the blue, Ben.
Yeah, right.
How is little Harley going?
Yeah, she's going good.
Yeah, look.
She's doing good.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Look, this is really difficult. So we've had a few of the other people we've passed the other pups of the litter on to contact us, and we've actually had to do a bit of a DNA test. It turns out during the breeding process, an Alsatian did get into the yard, and it looks like that litter may not actually be purebred Labradoodle.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Have you been seeing anything coming through? Any sort of traits that might look a bit similar? A lot of them haven't actually shown.
What are some of the traits?
So a bit of a brown in the hair, less curl, more straight, longer ears as well.
Oh, I just presume, yeah, she looks like a Labradoodle.
Yeah.
But, the hair's like that fleece, like the long brown fleece type thing, but I just presume that's what the Labradoodle was too. There's no implications as far as health or anything like that? Or
the Alsatian is a little different. Obviously, more hip issues than you might get normally, but that's something that, yeah, we're sort of, this hasn't happened to us before, so we're sort of playing it by ear, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, these things happen in life, mate. It's good. She's a great little dog. We're very happy with her. She's going well. She's an intelligent little thing. She's easy to train, so, yeah, no issues from our end.
Well, you're looking at really good.
It's Dad and Rach from here.
What?
It's Sam and Rach from Hit the Radio Station.
Oh,
you took that so well, Ben.
Well.
You were such a champ.
You got me a ripper.
I did not know how long I'd be able to keep that going.
Oh, my God. How did you get the name of the breeder? You did this so well.
I was like writing things to him. I'm like, there's no refunds.
Oh my gosh. I was like, oh, jeez.
So we got you.
You got me an absolute ripper.
Happy April Fools.
Well done.
We've pranked the pranker. Sucked in, buddy.
Oh, I'm going to have to get you back now. I'm going to have to give you a good one.
thanks for being a good sport, though, Ben.
No worries.